Take a group of reactive chemicals, shoot them high into the air, and watch them explode in a very loud, very smoky, and very hot spectacle. This sounds like the exact opposite of an environmentally friendly or green activity. So researchers are actively assessing the impact of fireworks and working to make them safer for the environment. Among the chemicals used in fireworks, perchlorates have drawn attention. These compounds provide the oxygen that fuels the explosion. Hydrogeologist David Jewett of the Environmental Protection Agency points to an EPA study measuring perchlorates in an Oklahoma lake after fireworks displays from 2004 to 2006.
They saw a peak in perchlorate concentrations within 12 to 14 hours after the firework display, but then those concentrations decreased back to background levels over a time period of 20 to 80 days.
Studies have linked perchlorates to impaired thyroid function, while Julie Heckman, executive director of the American Pyrotechnics Association, acknowledges the potential health risks of perchlorates. She says their use in fireworks do not pose a danger to the public.
The position of the fireworks industry is the amount of pyrotechnic composition containing perchlorate is pretty nominal in terms of what other industries use or discharge. Look at the military, biggest contributor.
She notes that U.S. government regulations prohibit fireworks from containing even more toxic substances like lead and arsenic. Another concern is the use of so-called heavy metals to give fireworks their colors. In particular, barium, which is responsible for the color green, is extremely poisonous in some forms. Mike Hiskey explains how his pyrotechnics company, DMD Systems, is addressing these concerns.
We base all of our mixes on nitrocellulose, which burns very cleanly with basically no smoke to carbon dioxide, water, and nitrogen. We can reduce the amount of heavy metals in there by quite a bit, like almost an order of magnitude. In addition to that, all of our outdoor pyro contains no perchlorates.
Hiskey says there is growing interest in green fireworks, especially from indoor concert promoters and the Disney Company, one of the world's largest users of fireworks. Scientists at Germany's Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich are searching for ways to completely replace barium in fireworks. Graduate student Karina Tarantik says it's difficult to produce the color green with safer copper compounds.
Chlorine combined with copper, you get blue color and no green. Or if the temperature is too high of the combustion, you get more red or yellow flame color, so quite difficult.
Tarantik says the hardest color to make green is in fact green. Thankfully, the most important colors this 4th of July are red, white, and blue. This is Eric Libby in Washington.